Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain has raised its terror threat level to critical after a bomb attack on a London subway that has been claimed by the Islamic State. Here is Prime Minister Theresa May.
For this period, military personnel will replace police officers on guard duties at certain protected sites which are not accessible to the public. The public will see more armed police on the transport network and on our streets, providing extra protection.
Islamic State said it was an improvised explosive device that was used at the Parsons Green subway station early Friday. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. Prime Minister May called the West London attack cowardly and urged London residents to go about their normal routines. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. He made the remarks during a speech to military personnel and their families at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, just outside of Washington.
America and our allies will never be intimidated. We will defend our people, our nations, and our civilization from all who dare to threaten our way of life.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Twitter that North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of UN resolutions. He also said it was a major threat to international peace and security, which demands a global response. And at the UN, the Security Council met behind closed doors and later said the council condemned the highly provocative launch of a missile that flew over Japan and landed in the Pacific. This is VOA News. Bangladesh is protesting a violation of its airspace by helicopters and drones from Myanmar as tensions between the two countries escalate over a massive influx of Rohingya Muslim refugees into Bangladesh. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the number of Rohingya refugees who have fled across the border to Bangladesh has now climbed to nearly 400,000. Meanwhile, UN and international agencies are reporting that mass exodus of refugees fleeing violence in Myanmar appears unstoppable. We get more from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
Aid agencies are increasing assistance operations in response to the ever-worsening crisis. Chris Loam is the International Organization for Migration's Senior Communications Officer. He says many of the people on the move are heading toward a large new government area being set aside for the refugees. But he adds about half of the 400,000 are living alongside the road on wastelands or on hills in horrible conditions. The UN Children's Fund reports youngsters account for 240,000 of the Rakhine refugees. To try to head off the spread of killer diseases, UNICEF and the World Health Organization are starting a vaccine campaign against measles and polio on Saturday. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey, Russia, and Iran have agreed to a deal that will see the countries work together to police a de-escalation zone in Syria's Idlib province for the next 6 months. Idlib, which borders Turkey, was captured in 2015 by an alliance of jihadists and rebels. A suicide car bombing of a NATO convoy in southern Afghanistan has killed at least one Romanian soldier, injured two more. VOA's Miriam Diallo has the story.
A government spokesman said the attack occurred close to the airbase in Kandahar. The suicide bomber rammed his explosive-packed car into the foreign military convoy, which was on a routine patrol in the area. A Taliban spokesman swiftly took credit for the blast, claiming it destroyed a military vehicle and killed seven foreign invaders. The insurgent group often makes casualty claims that later turned out to be untrue. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, says he remains confident the Winter Games will go as scheduled in South Korea despite growing tensions, including North Korea's ballistic missile test. Bach says the IOC will continue to appeal for diplomatic solutions to the problems. Olympics scheduled for February 8th through the 25th. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.